Hey guys, welcome to another takeover episode of It's Okay to Feel, a NAMI OC podcast. I'm your takeover host for today, Tasmeen. I'm a 19-year-old female. I'm a Pakistani-American, and currently college is hard. But I am also a graduate of NAMI OC's Media Masterclass, which teaches the basics of podcasting and growing a social media presence. Thank you guys so much for coming and listening to this podcast. I'm going to be talking about surviving versus living, and I think that this is a very key topic for people around my age. I'm sure people who are not my age will also identify with this. It's really necessary to understand this right now for the time when we get older. It's Okay to Feel is for informational, educational, and or entertainment purposes only, and is not a substitute for medical or psychiatric advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It's Okay to Feel is funded by the Orange County Healthcare Agency, Behavioral Health Services, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act. So before we get started, let's talk about what surviving really is. In today's day and age, I personally think that I'm surviving. I'm sure that a lot of you might feel this way too. And it's really when you're just completing tasks to achieve something. Personally, I think that during this coronavirus pandemic, as a student, I think that I've been completing tasks. I've been completing assignments, completing quizzes, projects, these basically just ticking these little checkboxes every day. That's, you know, of assignments that are due and just not really honing in the material. I'm taking an anthropology class and I love social sciences. And it's kind of sad that right now I'm just focused on completing the discussion boards, completing the quizzes, ticking off the exam boxes, making sure that I have everything done rather than actually understand the material that I actually love. And so these tasks might end up, you know, piling up to achieving status or wealth, or in my case, an education. Surviving is, in a sense, tapping into the cycle of life, right? You're born, you get a little older, you go to school to get a degree, and that degree you use to get a job. And that job allows you to make money. And that money allows you to support yourself or your family. And that cycle doesn't end, right? We're literally just sitting here filling out essays, filling out applications, signing a degree, you know, swiping our card at a pay stand, supporting our family with what we have to offer. And we're not really enjoying it, right? No one has ever, you know, gone through school and it's finals week and said, hey, yeah, this is amazing. Like, can't wait to do this again next week, right? No one ever sits in their study group and goes to their friends, you guys are awesome. I love, love, love hanging out with you, even though you're teaching me how to do differentials at 3 a.m., but this is banging. This is amazing, right? No one says that. I don't say that. I mean, I think that I would be insane if I said at 4 a.m., hey, you guys, I love differential variables right now so much. They're all probably looking at me, you know, with their caffeinated brains looking at me all crazy. You're like, are you sure you know what you're talking about? Yeah, you guys, it's amazing. Love calculus, love biology right now so much. So we're all focused on tasks, right? We're focused on completing everything that we need to complete, all these requirements of life, and not really tapping into what the world has to offer for us. The thing is that we all discredit life for its hardships, for its turmoil. There's a saying, right? When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And that basically just means, well, just make do with what you have. But what if you don't want to just do what life tells you to do, right? Life tells you, hey, you should have a job. Life tells you, hey, you should be educated. Life tells you, hey, you should have friends, right? And that's not something that we all want necessarily for ourselves, right? We get an education, we get a job, we have our friends, we have people around us. Now what? And so by, you know, that ideal age of when everyone should be established, we think to ourselves, okay, well, is this really what life is just going to be like? Me waking up at 9 to get to my 9-to-5 job, coming home, eating dinner, saying hi to my dog, going to bed, repeating the cycle. Is this really what life has out for us? And the truth is, it's not. Life is so much more than that 9-to-5 circle. Life is so much more than ticking boxes, ticking requirements that we should have to be successful, quote unquote, in life. And so let's talk about what it means to be living then. You know, we've already touched on surviving. We've already touched on making, you know, doing the bare minimum on this planet. What is it like to live? And so in, I don't know, 2012, 2013, all I know is that I was 12 or something, but there was this really, really common, overrated yet underrated statement, YOLO. You only live once. And everyone hated that. You know, as a kid, I hated everyone being like YOLO to every single thing that, you know, they would do. They flipped their water bottle on and it went back on the right side and they said YOLO to it, right? They threw a basketball and it swished in through the net, YOLO. Okay, we get it. It happened. It's great. But did you ever think about the other side of YOLO? The actual meaning of it, right? The fact that you do only live once. At least if you believe in that, you know, I personally believe that I have this one life and that's the life that I'm going to get. And I should make the most out of it, right? I don't want to spend my life checking these boxes. I don't want to spend my life crossing these tasks out. Yes, I got my job. Yes, I have a degree. Yes, I have a family. Now what? Now I'm just going to wait for retirement. Now I'm going to wait for my kids to graduate. Now I'm going to wait for God knows what else we have expected for us. And so you see, you know, on social media or even like on the entertainment, you see on social media or on the news or entertainment channels where you have the Kardashians, you know, going on a cruise, or you have, I don't know, who else is new right now? Not really sure, but you know, you have all these people who are super famous, have a ton of money, right? Like a buttload of money. And they're, you know, they're sending pictures from a beautiful island or a resort. We see things on Pinterest all the time, right? These beautiful, beautiful houses, beautiful vacation spots. And we're like, yeah, you know, that's great and all. I would love to have that, but I can't afford it. And even if I could afford it, there are so many obstacles that act as barriers for us, right? Job, right? How am I going to get in 2 weeks of vacation time? We're in the middle of a huge project. Or maybe my hours are not flexible, or I have finals in like, you know, a month, right? How am I going to take some time off? And so when you think about this, that YOLO idea, that idea of, hey, there's so much that life has to offer. You only get to do this once. Do you want it or not? It gets pushed to the back of our minds. And we no longer think of, hey, these are all the ambitions I have. These are all the things I want for myself. Can I do it? We talk about privilege. We talk about, you know, having opportunities only for a certain class of people. But the truth is that we all can make opportunities for ourselves, irrespective of where we are, who we are, where we come from, what our backgrounds look like, what our future looks like. Some things are set in stone, but what you can accomplish for yourself, that's something that only you can control as the individual. And so, how do we get from ticking these boxes, making sure that I have my 4.0 for a good school so I can get a good job? How do we get out of that mindset? How do we say, hey, you know what? I want to be skydiving. I want to have, you know, I want a suntan on the Bahamas. How do we get from that to there? How do we, you know, leave that surviving mindset to a living mindset? And so I just want you to know that, first of all, there's literally no financial requirement of living, right? Maybe your idea of living is different than my idea of living. Maybe for you, skydiving is living. Maybe for you, going to Fiji or going to a nice, beautiful white sand beach is living for you. But the truth is that living is more from the mind than it is from the wallet. You need to have a proper mindset. that whole Hakuna Matata mindset really plays here. Hey, don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. You focus on what you want to do. Focus on your ambitions. Focus on what is important to you and what makes your life livable and not survivable, right? There's a saying that if you love what you're doing, you won't ever work a day in your life. And growing up, you know, when I was in middle school or high school, people told me that and I'm like, yeah, I love what I'm doing, right? But do I love what I'm doing? Do I love spending hours after hours studying for an OChem exam that I'm probably going to fail? Do I love the struggle for where I want to be? No, I don't. The truth is I hate OChem with all my guts. Truth is I can't understand calculus to save my life. And the only class I'm doing well in is writing. And that's also because my professor is an angel. But the whole idea does come down to this, that if you're truly passionate about what you're doing, if you're truly, truly invested emotionally, mentally, just all in there for what you're doing, it's not going to feel like a chore. And I think that's the key point right there, is you need to understand the difference between a chore or, you know, again, those tasks that we have to tick off or cross off on our list, and focus on something that's going to make you a better person. I am really, really into mental health. I love advocating for mental health. I actually have a club established on my campus. I'm the vice president of the Mental Wellness Club at my school. And I know that there've been, you know, times where we have to spend long hours discussing our plans as a club to establish the club. I remember that was a headache, right? Filling forms out after a form. But for me, those long hours, creating slides, advertising our club to people, establishing the club, right? The paperwork that we had to do, none of that was a task. None of it was written on a paper list and saying, oh yeah, I just filled out this paperwork, got that done. Oh yeah, I just promoted this club, got that done. For me, I'm so passionate about mental wellness. I'm so passionate about the club that I'm in and that I have worked so hard to make, that it's not a task for me. It's not a chore. It's not something that I look at and be like, oh, this again? Like, I'll do it some other time. I love graphic art as well. Canva is my best friend right now. Of course, I'm still learning, but I love, love, love marketing. And I love, love, love creating content for marketing. There is a youth activist group that I'm a part of called SoCal Students for Hunger Justice. And I am the social media representative for that. So my job is to not just market my entity or the information that I have to offer, but it's also to create branding opportunities and to create content for my page and my club. And I could literally spend hours in front of my laptop on Canva, playing around with the colors, creating all these designs, moving the text around. And none of that ever seems like a chore. I've never had my superior call me and be like, hey, I need that post done by tomorrow. And for me to be like, tomorrow, we'll see about that, right? I've always been like, all right, I got it. And a lot of times I don't even have to wait for someone to tell me to make a post. I'm super already in there to do it. And so sometimes it's these small things, right? Maybe you don't have to think big picture and be like, hey, is this job really what I want to do? Do I really want to go out and become a lawyer, for example? Or do I really want to, you know, put all this time and become a doctor? It's something that I think I might be passionate about, but is it something that I could wake up every morning and love going to? Sometimes it's just a smaller idea. Hey, I'm part of this sports team. Do I love training? Do I love putting in the hours and the hustle for, you know, all these squats and these bench presses and I don't know what else sporty people do. I played soccer once, but I was never super athletic. But that's the question you want to ask yourself. It doesn't have to be super big picture. You have time. You know, as a student, of course, you know, if you're my age, you have time to figure out what you want to do. And even if you're older, maybe it's been 10 years since you've graduated. you have time to figure out what you want to do too. You have time to figure out, hey, is this really working for me? Am I actually living while I'm doing this job, or am I surviving? And once you start to identify, even again, on those smaller levels, it doesn't have to be your career, right? Careers are huge, right? It could just be something that you're involved in, something small, something that maybe does not have too much of an impact. It could just be that, and you ask yourself, hey, is this club that I'm a part of, is this really something that's working for me? Is this something that I love putting my time into? And if it's not, maybe if you take it out of your life, maybe the other things that might be a little hard, might be, you know, on the verge of you surviving in, they might just be a little bit easier to deal with. And the last thing I want you all to know is that if you surround yourself with good company, with people that you love, with people that love you, with people that you truly care for and want them to be there for you, things get easier. Sometimes it's, you know, you just need to have that job that you hate so much to pay bills, to make things work. But if you have people around you that make you forget your worries, they remind who you are, then it's really easy from there on out too. It doesn't have to be a job that you change. It doesn't have to be a pathway that you change. It doesn't have to be a club or an organization that you're involved with to change. It could just be the people you're with. You could literally be going out doing the thing that you don't like, but only doing it because you need it, and still live. It's all about what you do, how you feel, and that's what it should be about. You, the individual, has the power to control the controllables. People who you're with, situations that you're in, a lot of the times those are controllable. And with that, I conclude this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show, and it helps us to share our message of mental wellness to people in our community. And if you want to hear more of It's Okay to Feel, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. Thank you guys so much again for joining me, listening to what I have to say, and I hope this helped. Keep on smiling.